Hit that. That's up. All right, here we go. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey!
On today's episode, we got a special email from a fellow broad that we are going to discuss at length.
Oh my, I'm excited.
But what is our contact info before we get into that?
We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right. So this came from, I got an email from Robin, who has been on the podcast before, a special guest.
Yes.
From the men's room.
Yeah.
Robin is badass. And so she had sent me an email saying, like, I'm not really a prude, but I guess I am, like, because she found this workshop.
Okay.
Basically, she found this article in The Stranger. It's like things to do. And it's called The Body Sex Workshop Seattle. So at first I'm seeing, like, I open up the link and it's like a bunch of ladies with their butts hanging out. They're all naked.
Hey.
It's all happening. So I'm thinking it's a workshop, 2-day workshop, what it says. It's a transformational, life-changing experience. My first thinking, oh, maybe it's just like, hey, like, empowerment and feel better about yourself and some therapy, like
feel better about your body.
Exactly.
We're all naked, we're all one shape, like, or size doesn't matter.
But also, like, maybe there's actual trained therapists there, you know, to help you kind of get over those things so you can accomplish what you want to accomplish. I'm like, okay, they're all naked, I think I could maybe do that.
Kind of like a spa, like, yeah. When you go to a women's spa or something, it's usually all naked.
It doesn't sound that crazy, but then I kept reading and I actually got to talk to Robin, and it does get pretty interesting. First off, this is a kind of a, there was an episode of this, I guess, in Goop Lab on Netflix. Goop being like the website that Gwyneth Paltrow kind of runs. Have you ever heard of Goop?
No, never.
It's weird. She has, like, she sell random stuff, like, you need to steam your lady parts, or you need to buy this short sleeve shirt, you know, this is new, you can buy this bag for $1,250, or
Jesus.
This skirt for $2,000, like,
just to, like, boost your self-esteem?
Yeah, just a little bit of everything, like, things to buy, things to, like, you know, is your skin dry, but it's always the weirdest stuff.
Okay, Gwyneth, we all ain't making bank like you.
Yeah, for one,
calm
it's
down.
Expensive, but then it's like some of the weirdest stuff she tells you to do. It's like, maybe you shouldn't steam your lady parts. So that
hey, man, if it works, makes it tighter, I'm down.
I'm not going to lie. I saw Goop and I was like, okay, maybe I don't want to do this because I'm kind of turned off by anything that Goop kind of puts out.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm reading, it says, okay, bring awareness, healing, celebration to the relationship with your own body and sexuality. You'll leave body shame behind. Like, okay, sounding pretty cool. It's done in the nude, but it's not sexual. It's an environment, it's safe, supportive, like a space for a circle, you know, of women.
So it's all women, all female, and
right.
Like there's,
it's about like minimum 4, maximum 10, and they're all strangers.
Okay. All right.
It's like, doesn't matter your race, orientation, upbringing, you know, all wounds will heal. I'm like, okay.
It already sounds like too, like, oh, this
hippy
will be yes.
Let's say your mom,
for me.
I feel like your mom might dig this.
Oh, my mom would probably be so down.
So it's 2 days. What's all included in these 2 days? Like, so one of the things they do is body and big O.
The big O. If you don't know what that is,
just be an adult. Like, figure it out. So they all share in the first person, like answering questions, you know, how do you feel about your body? How do you feel when you get to the big O? And everyone's story is unique. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, any struggles or celebrations? It's like, I've had troubles with this or that, or I've had a really closed off, you know, sexual experience because of my religion. Or
I already think that's weird.
And I'm like, you know, it's talking about stuff that we talk about, like when it's just us maybe having a drink. I'm like,
yeah,
okay, but you're naked. I'm like, okay, that's.
But I know you.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like you could, like, if it's strangers, you
I mean, if it was strangers, like, at a bar, but, like, we're all, I mean, maybe the whole, like, we're specifically there to do that, I think is very awkward.
I want to know, is there alcohol involved? Because if I'm drinking and I'm sitting there naked, especially like in a hot tub or something. Hell yeah, I'll tell you about my sexual history.
Probably not. Usually they don't have alcohol at workshops.
Yeah, they usually don't. That usually will cost extra. But then the next one is where I'm like...
Wait, do you have to pay for this workshop?
Yeah, I think I read somewhere it was like $700 for this crap.
Ooh, $700 for 2 days. Okay. Are you sleeping there?
I don't know how that part works. I need to figure out. I'm just reading off like the stuff that's going on, like the events and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
$700-ish.
Like they have a show and tell, but it's not like a regular show and tell. You're naked and you're showing and telling your lady bits.
What do you mean? Why? What are you showing and telling? We all have the same lady bits.
Not everyone.
Yes, they look different, but...
And that's what it says. Very few of us get the chance to see another woman's, you know, lady bits in
porn.
Real life. In real life, they said. Almost all of us associate some shame with our genitals. One at a time, we look at our own, you know, we look at our own with a mirror and while getting to witness others, and then we learn more in depth about our own anatomy, which, by the way, when I told you, I said a word, I'm not going to... Well, it's, I guess, educational. I don't know if I could say it. I'm not going to say it. But there is a word that I've used in this and that you didn't know before. Like I
did not know.
The outer part of the lady bits has a certain word, and it's different than the inside parts of the lady bits.
It starts with a V.
They both start with a V.
Do they?
The inside and the outside.
See, I don't know.
Yeah, see? But I feel
there's only one word that I feel like everyone knows because everyone jokes about trying to find it. That's like the only word of the vagina I know.
I need to take vagina. You. I need to take you to like a, you know, doctor, teacher, or something to explain the anatomy.
I don't need to know the anatomy. I know what feels good. I know what's working down there.
Until it stops working.
I don't care what the names are.
But I'm like, okay, so it's a show and tell. That's a little odd. Again, I'd have to be really drunk for that.
That is weird, but honestly, mine is so beautiful, and I've seen a lot of them in porn. I've seen a lot of my friends. I thought everyone's looked like mine. Plot twist, that's not true, but yeah, honestly...
I've seen yours.
Mine's beautiful.
It's really cute.
Mine's like a nice, tight little package. So I think, I mean, I would show my hoo-ha just because it's gorgeous, but like, I'm sorry if yours isn't, and then you're going to look at mine and be like, damn, goals.
Unless, I mean, some people really like their situation. Sarah,
yeah,
don't
be
a dick.
If you don't and you're there and you have to show it off, like, if I was self-conscious about mine, that would be, like, an absolute no-no.
Well, like, that's the idea of it. I don't think that's the first thing they're doing. That's why they're trying to, like, get away from that shame.
But I don't think that necessarily works, though.
I mean, it might for the people that are paying $700. You might make yourself think it works.
Yeah, but if like... I mean, it's a nice thought, but I think in reality, you still might want something different. I don't necessarily love my boobs. If I see someone with really beautiful, beautifully shaped, perky, great size boobs, I'm going to want them, you know? And I'll be like, oh, here are mine. Cool. Like, I'd rather have hers, honestly. Yes, let's love mine or whatnot. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't think going to a workshop and being like, oh, well, yours are great, too, is... going to trick my mind into thinking that they're great too.
I mean, for some people this might work. It's the placebo effect, I guess. I don't know. And again, you know, you're spending almost $700. There's also the rock and roll technique.
Okay. All right, we work for a rock station.
It's not quite that.
Oh, never mind.
Apparently, it is basically, they demonstrate a technique so that you can get there on your own both ways. If you know what I mean, you can have, you know, we can get to the big O two different ways.
Okay.
This way and then this way.
Oh, okay.
Right. We can do it outside of the hut or inside the hut,
yes,
if you will.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of people, there's like 500 women who have struggled with them not being able to get there.
Yeah, I have some friends who can't get there
right.
One of the ways.
And it's evaluated in a Danish research study on the effectiveness of this method. It's called the Betty Dodson method. Of those 500 women, 465 were able to achieve it after doing this method.
Both ways.
I guess, yes.
Okay.
And so this is the rock and roll technique. And so that's
35 women couldn't.
Yes. So that is part of why this workshop costs almost $700, because it includes your Betty Dodson barbell, which is a certain device that they use, you know, to get there.
Oh, yeah. But when you don't have a man next to you helping you.
But if you bring your own you know, devices, if you will, it'll cost $100 less
Well, that's nice.
They will provide you with stuff for the workshop, but you don't get to take them home, which is stupid. If I'm paying $100 more, like, it's not costing $100 to disinfect this.
Yeah, you might as well just go to the store and buy one.
Right. It costs the same.
That you can keep.
It's stupid.
I will say, if I couldn't get there both ways, I would be curious
to learn.
To learn how I would be able to. I don't necessarily think this workshop would be ideal for me. Maybe going to, like, a sex therapist or asking my doctor, you know?
How would you feel about a class similar to this? Because I know there was, like, a program here in Seattle where there were classes, and a lot of it, some of them were for swingers, but they actually had informational classes. And I don't know if they would use human subjects, but if they had, like, all those little, you know, model-y things, the plastic models from, like, high school anatomy class and stuff, if they showed you that way, would you be more inclined to do that?
Just, like, showing me with a dummy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, pay for a class, maybe not $700, but... Like, I mean, you know what? Like, I'm having a hard time achieving it this way. Let me go in and see if this helps.
Yes, but I also think it's, like, it's person to person.
Yeah.
Because you could Google that. You can see how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not much to, you know, do, especially...
I honestly think a lot of that is, especially for women, it's a mental block.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm not in the right headspace, if I'm, like, not paying attention, then, like, I'm not going to enjoy my experience, regardless of what I'm doing.
Well, that's why I'd be so curious, because I have friends who have never experienced Yeah, and so is something wrong in your mind, or is actually something you just physically can't down there? Like, something is...
Right.
I really don't know.
And I feel like when they were saying, like, 500... women had never done that, and then they did this method, and then they were like 400 and something were able to do so. I think part of that has to do with the mental thing too.
Yeah,
like,
but
not,
then
not being ashamed of it. And the others, I think, might just actually have physical issues.
Yeah,
or maybe their shame or whatever was, or their mental blockage was too much, and still that couldn't help.
Dude, those 460 whatever people, like, could you imagine?
It's like, oh my God,
however old they are, like,
it's like eating ice cream for the first time.
Like, what in the world is this?
They do have other activities like erotic recess, where you're basically sitting in a circle with your friends.
And no.
You're basically doing stuff by yourself, but you're in a circle of people. To restore the innocence, curiosity, and playfulness in our own sexuality, intentionally use elements of holistic sexuality, felt sense, awareness, breath, sound, movement, to expand what pleasure and liberation can be for us. Here, again, I need to be really drunk for this to happen. And
so you're just sitting in a circle, like, with just, the lights on, just like, hey, maybe what's up?
I would hope they're off.
And, like, is there music playing? Or, like
what kind of music?
Is porn on? Like... Are you just like all kind of looking at each other? Yeah. Hey.
Like, well, here's where it gets weirder. They also do group massage. It is, you know, we're, as a society, we are starved for non-sexual touch. This is a wonderful opportunity to get fed with sisterly, loving touch with impeccable held boundaries. So it's basically you're massaging each other, but it's all non-sexual.
Naked. I mean, I'm all down for a massage, guy, girl, clothed, naked. I love a massage, but like, strangers,
and there's a bunch of them. There is no way I would be able to do this and not make it dirty, because right? I'd either make a joke or I would get turned on and be like, okay,
would you like to use that sex toy now? That like, would be, this sounds like a very expensive orgy.
Yeah,
or like it'll turn into,
yes. And then they also have a happy, relaxed dinner, which makes me think that they don't provide dinner. It says, after the workshop closes, women usually choose to go out to dinner together and continue their lively conversations that just spark between them. However, it's optional, not part of the workshop.
Oh, yeah. Then they don't pay for it.
They don't pay for it. That's not part of the $700.
Watch them go to dinner naked. They get arrested.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, I thought it was part of the workshop.
It's like, wait, no, it's not. But there are frequently asked questions like, you know, like they were asking how many people in a group, minimum 4, maximum 10. The whole work, like, is the nude part of, what's the nude part of the workshop? Basically, the entire thing is nude. There's some other stuff that I'm not going to talk about. What if you can't get there? They say that's not the goal. We're here to heal body shame and overcome sexual guilt and experience true sisterhood. So there's no agenda or expectations. And it says, can I bring something to eat? Of course, we provide water, fruit, cheese, crackers, and cookies.
Wow.
Like, I feel like for the $700, Like,
we should be at least getting a meal out of
like
that.
Like some sandwiches and some chips. Some Come sandwiches. On. Tacos.
Oh, yeah, right? And then you're just eating naked? This all sounds terrible.
I feel like, okay, so let's say it's a group of us. And if people listening, if you're a dude, would you do something like this?
I don't think dudes would, for sure not. This is.
I mean, I know some dudes that will, but they like. And how far
do they like dudes? That the dudes you know would do this?
Some. Anywho,
my boyfriend is very, very straight, and there is no way in hell he would do this. Like, no way.
I'm wondering how many of these things they would do.
I don't even think he would go to like a nude place, like a nude like workshop. Just,
I mean, I'm curious. So guys listening, let us know, like, how many of these things would you do? Would you do a whole workshop? Like let's say it's emotional, mental healing, but you happen to be nude and
honestly,
minus all the touching and stuff.
I don't think I would. And I'm like very like, whatever, YOLO, this, that, and the other. But even when I go to like the Olympus Spa up in Linwood, it's all nude. And I don't like that. I mean, I think like the pools are all nude, but I think when you go in the saunas, you're in a robe. I don't like being around a bunch of naked strangers in like hot tubs. I think it's actually really kind of gross. They spread their legs in the hot tub and I can just like
you can see everything.
Yeah, and it's like I don't know your personal hygiene. Like this is disgusting. Like everything there is going in this pool that I'm sitting in.
Okay.
Like so I don't even think like even the whole nude weekend doesn't even intrigue me.
What if it's with, let's say, like all your good close friends? So like let's say it's your closest friends, like I'm there, and it's all of us doing some or all of these things, like hanging out naked the entire weekend.
I would not want to do that. I don't want to really hang out with my friends naked.
You don't want to see me naked.
If I would only do this if like my friend really, really, really wanted me to go.
Uh-huh.
Or like I was there
and
to support
else paid
her.
It.
Yeah. Or like this was like her bachelorette party. Or something, which that'd be hella funny, actually. Would you rather do the whole weekend or that at least that circle part where you guys all get to the big O together in a circle with your close friends or with complete strangers?
I'd rather do it with some of my close friends. I feel like we're pretty close to where, like, I feel like I could make it happen more so than strangers. Again,
really?
Because, like, some of them, like, we joke, like, had we been single at the same time, we would have, like, hooked up when we were younger and kind of, like, explored stuff. So I feel like it's not that far-fetched for me.
Yeah, that's strange because I have friends that I would hook up with and would have threesomes with.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, like, touching myself and making my... Like, it just is, like, a different... It's a difference. I don't
I feel
know
like
why,
there's
but...
probably more expectation. You feel like you're more on display, more so.
Well, and I think like if we were at a party and I caught you sleeping with someone in my bed, I wouldn't give two F's. If I caught you touching yourself in my bed, that would be weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's weirder.
That's funny how that works.
Isn't that weird that that's like there? But
because I mean, I agree. Like I've had people like hook up and like, hey, you know, feel free to use my room when I was younger.
Yeah.
But like if you were just sitting there like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like go get a dude or go get
to
a girl
bathroom.
To do this.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Like take a shower or something.
Go take a bath. Enjoy.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'd rather have complete strangers or my friends. I don't know. Because your friends you're going to see again. And then if you're like weird or like... You know,
maybe they weren't meant to be friends.
If they can't handle me when I am
doing
touching myself, they can't have me as friends.
All right. What do you guys think this is just as weird as we do?
Like, yeah. And please, if there's someone out there
who would do this,
please like call us, leave us a voicemail. Tell us why.
Message us.
No judgment. We're just like very curious
because I'm very open. Like I've been to swinger parties and I've been in, you know, fun situations like that. Like,
fun situations.
Like where multiple people were involved and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like this is the same thing. Plus, I didn't have to pay $700.
Yeah, right? Dang.
Oof. So I'm curious. What do you guys think? I would love to learn more.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.